Report, Tillis, Cinema Plan Gives Amnesty to 2 MDACA Illegal Aliens. By John Binder on December 5, 2022. A plan being negotiated by Senators Tom Tillis, RNC, and Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, would give amnesty to about 2 million illegal aliens enrolled in and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, a new report suggests. According to the Washington Post, Tillis and Sinema are negotiating a DACA amnesty plan that would provide green cards and eventually naturalized American citizenship to about 2 million illegal aliens. In addition, the Tillis-Sinema plan would build processing centers along the United States-Mexico border to more quickly send border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior, while keeping the public health authority known as Title 42, used as a vital border control, temporarily in place. Also, the plan would increase spending for Border Patrol by $25 billion. Breitbart News requested further details on the plan from Tillis's office but did not receive a response at the time of publication. R.J. Hauman with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, told Breitbart News that an amnesty for illegal aliens would only exacerbate current record-shattering illegal immigration levels. 2.3 million are projected to have been apprehended by this year's end. One would think that the utter disaster wrought by the Biden administration's handling of the border and our immigration system overall would put an end to Republicans like Senator Tillis viewing an amnesty deal as the only path forward, Hauman said. There is no indication that the plan has the necessary support among Senate Republicans and Democrats to pass through the lame duck Congress. Other reports suggest that the plan is far from being finalized and may not be before the legislative session ends. Weeks ago, Tillis seemed to confirm that a number of Senate Democrats and Republicans were holding meetings to discuss potential immigration deals that could be made in the lame duck Congress, but that nothing had been successfully negotiated at the time. If we don't come to an agreement, I don't think that we'll be addressing it for another 2 to 4 years, Tillis told Politico last month. It could be challenging in a divided Congress. Hauman said any policy exchanges that involve amnesty for illegal aliens will do more harm than good for American citizens. It wouldn't matter if Senator Tillis got $250 billion in funding or a 10-year Title 42 extension, unless Congress changes asylum and detention policies without amnesty involved, the crisis will continue, Hauman said. You can tweet about the border crisis all you want, but negotiating an 11th-hour mass amnesty bill at the same time shows where your true priorities lie. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.